The basic rule of rapport. The basic rule for establishing rapport is really very simple, but it's based on a deep insight into how people work. The basic rule of good rapport is to adapt to how the other person prefers to communicate. If you studied marketing, you have been taught to always communicate on the level of the target demographic. Same thing. You do this in a variety of ways, which we shall soon go through. They are, almost without exception, wordless methods that the person you are communicating with will only pick up unconsciously. By adapting to someone else, you achieve two different things. It makes it easier for the other person to understand what you're saying, since you are expressing yourself wordlessly, just like she would have done. The recipient no longer has to translate your wordless communication into something she better understands, as you are now communicating in the way that she prefers and understands the best. When the person you are talking to no longer has to filter your information to understand it, that means that the danger of misunderstanding has been minimized. To be able to adapt to another person, you first have to make sure you understand how she prefers to communicate. In other words, by learning to observe how other people communicate, you're also learning to understand what they are actually trying to say. The other thing you accomplish is making her like you better. The reason for this is simple. By adapting to the other's way of communicating and becoming the same, you show that you are like him or her, since your expressions resemble that person's. And people like people who remind them of themselves. Who do we like the best of all people? Ourselves. This only makes sense, after all, as we're the only living beings we can ever know from the inside. This is also the reason for the so-called spotlight effect, a concept proposed by psychologists Thomas Gilovich and Kenneth Savitsky, which states that we tend to believe that others notice us more than they actually do. The rest of the world is only accessible to us by observation, which creates an emotional distance. By the same logic, then, the answer to the question of who we like second best seems obvious. We like people who are like us. We like to spend time with people who are like us, who see the world the same way we do, and who like and dislike the same things we do. Research has shown that we also prefer to hire people who are like us. A recent study by the Gallup Organization found that one of the most important things for a new employee is good rapport and trust between the immediate supervisor